Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here we go. It is a Friday. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan with you. Laura off. Mark Fry on the news throughout the rest of the afternoon. How bizarre is it? We on the show have talked for decades about marijuana potentially legal in this state. And now to a certain degree it happens, and people who voted on it have no idea that it happened. We are trying, Closed Circuit Representative Heather Edelson, and I'm reading her tweet from about 3 hours ago. I wrote this bill. She's responding to some of the other folks like, I don't know how this happened. I signed off. I voted on this bill. Wait a second. It's legal. The representative says, I wrote this bill. I read this bill. We passed this bill. Representative, we want you on the show today. We've called you. We've called your assistant. We've reached out to you on Twitter. So, Heather, let's go. Let's talk. This is a show in favor of the legalization of marijuana and adult responsibility. This isn't legalizing pot for seven-year-olds. So Dave Harrigan approached me and said, I'm going to reach out, not just in America, not just in Europe, not just in Asia, all across the planet. I'm going to find you the foremost expert in marijuana and edibles, a person who's consumed it constantly, who knows it better than anyone. And that individual now joins us. Go ahead, international expert, chime in.
First of all, I'm high right now. Second of all, how do we know that there's not an Asian guy out there, someone who likes the weed more than I do?
No, we Harrigan ran tests.
I'm number one. Huh?
Yeah, you're it, man. Listen, this isn't willy nilly. You know, loaded for bear, 9 to 10. We're data driven here. We put together a testing scheme, and it zeroed in on Rosemont. Went right to Rosemont and said, marijuana expert, Adam Robert Carter. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. How is this possible that this weakened form of marijuana, I like the 3-2 comparison that so many people have made so far. It's not legal in the state, and seemingly half or more of the legislature, which voted on this, has no idea. It sounds like, and I feel bad, that there were some other media outlets they may have been reporting this sooner, and that's on us to not see it. But traditional media outlets had no idea about this, right, Adam, until yesterday afternoon?
I did. I was just keeping a wrap on it. You know, I didn't want to say anything until it was legal. I just wanted to make sure. No, I just, you know how it gets. You know, end of session, you're just signing off on things that, you know, not really reading anything. You know, it's like, you know, you get at the end of the week, like today, like a Friday, you know, we're getting out of town. It's a holiday weekend. Just sign off on stuff and whatever it is, what? It is.
I've got some stuff they could throw in too.
I did hear somewhere.
Yes, sir.
A couple weeks ago that there was going to be the legalization of a small amount of recreation, you know, at least what it is, this 5 milligram, you know. But I guess in the back of my mind, I didn't think that it was that significant of a development.
I missed it completely. So you talked about it. We're talking about it here. I want the representative on to talk about it. So do you think we're blowing up this story more than we should?
Oh, I don't think so. Because I got on Facebook, and a lot of just my friends on Facebook are like, oh, my God, are you serious? I can go buy, like, legal weed gummies? So, yeah, they're definitely – this is – the word did not get out. My point was, I think I heard about it, but in my mind, I was just kind of associating it
too
with –
too high to really put it all together?
Just associating it with like the medical – loosening of medical restrictions where more people would qualify.
But, like – okay, you have the Senate Majority Leader, Jeremy Miller. He wouldn't even comment on this yesterday. A Representative Senator Mark Corrin, I apologize, who authored a Senate version of this bill that didn't explicitly allow the milligram dosages. And I know you alluded to Jim Abler. Said he didn't realize the law would legalize Delta 9. I thought we were doing a technical fix. It winded up having a broader impact than expected, adding that the legislature should consider rolling the new law back. We have seen things pass before where there were unintended consequences. I don't see it happening. Ryan Winkler, always available to tweak Republicans, called Abler's call to roll back the law ridiculous and said Democrats have no interest doing for it, and pointed out he voted for it and signed the conference report. Isn't it then on Abler to have read what he signed?
Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry. If it's passed, if you signed off on it, then you can't say, well, wait a minute. No, this is what I wanted. It's different from unintended consequences of something being passed. This is actual what you actually passed.
This isn't like a Nancy Pelosi moment, is it? Let's pass the bill so then we'll read what's in it?
Yeah, that's what immediately came to mind. But that's just as foolish as what Jim Abler said as to what she said.
Yeah. Okay. How many times have we talked about this where to most people today, if they want to smoke pot, they can get it. What percentage, Adam, would you say, of the folks who, before this became legal, this baby dose here, if somebody wanted to smoke pot and they wanted to acquire it, 90% could get it? 80% could get it? What do you think?
Oh, if you're talking about people who actually want to smoke pot, I think that's 100%.
You think 100%?
Yeah, because I think if you're of that mindset to dabble, you probably are hanging with some people who can dabble with you or get you to dabble.
Do we use dabble enough?
I like dabbling.
Harrigan, you like to dabble?
Love to dabble.
Love to dabble.
Big dabbler.
Dave Harrigan, approximately how many times have you smoked pot?
Zero.
Zero. Because I believe I heard you and Corey saying it was a show that both of you had never smoked pot. Right?
I've never smoked a thing in my life. Pot, cigarettes, cigar, nothing.
Does this change anything at all? Liquid form, not smokable, liquid form available to you and legal?
No.
No.
Nope. Too cheap.
That's it. It's frugality for you? Is that it?
Yeah, it's frugality. I don't have any interest in trying it, and so I'm not going to pay the money to do it.
So growing up, Dave Harrigan, did you have friends around you smoked?
Not really. I wasn't.
Not really?
Yeah, a couple kids, you know, being naughty after school would, you know, smoke a cigarette that I knew, but not in the close friend group, no. We were all
It just wasn't
kids.
Your... It just wasn't your crew, and you never had any interest.
Correct.
Yeah, which, Carter, that's A lot of people in that group.
Yeah, we call them nerds. We call them narcs.
Yeah, I mean, not the group I was with.
What are you a narc?
I gotta be honest.
What are you a narc, man?
A narc. I don't think anybody uses the word narc anymore. Do they? Nerd, I think still comes.
No,
up.
I think narc probably still more popular than nerd.
You don't think nerd?
Dude's a narc. Look at that guy. You can totally tell he's a narc, man.
No, I don't think anybody under the age of 25. I don't know what the term is, but I think it's something different. Okay, let's pause here. Does this change your approach at all? Do you buy the Republicans' explanation? We had no idea. This sounds like somebody who's actually smoking, and they thought they were smoking a cigarette and it's marijuana. I didn't know. I had no idea. Read the damn bill. But it is a weird way for this very low dose of marijuana to become legal in the state of Minnesota. It's bizarre. It makes you feel really good about the concentration level. The focus of our legislature in St. Paul. Does it change your approach in any way? And what do you think about the Republicans' explanation so far? 651-461-9226. What are your thoughts on this with marijuana, with this new version now available? Chime in with a text or phone call. Major Garrett, he's moments away. Well, 15 minutes. Not quite moments away. 15 minutes away on CCS.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're patriots on this show, unlike Adam Carter and his new anti-American show. We're playing 4th of July music today. How long have you hated America, Carter?
I love America until 12 midnight on July 5th when people are firing off fireworks.
Oh,
then it's
that too.
Dunsky. Yeah. And I said Dunsky and like my comrades in the great USSR.
Yes.
Wrong
fireworks.
Team. Wrong team won that one.
Yeah. Fireworks overrated. That debate. 205 Harrigan. The narc is in favor of fireworks. He doesn't want to smoke some bud, but he wants fireworks going on for 17 hours a day. What's
happening?
Light
something up.
Yeah, yes, you will. Somebody wants to know where you grew up, Dave. Where did you grow up?
South Maplewood area.
South Maplewood area, yeah. Nothing wrong with dabbling with doobies.
Amen to that.
No. No kidding.
The doobie
kids
dabbler.
They don't call it doobies right now.
I think we've moved past doobies.
A J. Yeah.
What? Okay. Do the kids roll joints right now?
No.
I don't think so, Adam.
No, I see a guy named Terry who has a ponytail and a macrame vest who hangs at a book club, suddenly pulls out some Zags in a bag.
Yeah,
and says,
he's like,
hey, you guys want to get high? That guy rolls doobies. And he's the only
62.
One. Yes.
62.
Ponytail, still about. Gray hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what else I see rolling doobies? 55-year-old successful attorney who's been smoking them his whole life and is more low-key about it. Edibles, obviously, are big. Is the bong big right now? I'm not guessing the bong. One hitter?
Vape. I think it's people are vaping it.
Yeah. I think that's it. If it's for adults, why are they called gummy bears? 9 to 12 host? Is that the mixed message? If we call them gummies.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
That's a little bait and switch.
That's the problem. I mean, I'm like you. I'm all for recreational use of marijuana. But when it's like in these gummy form and blueberry gummies, it's hard to tell me that that's not marketed towards younger people. And also the danger of it is like if you're buying it as an adult saying, I want to use these on my own time, the danger of having those anywhere near kids.
100%. When you know, it's just like when Juul and these other products were mentioning the flavors. Don't tell me that wasn't kids related. Now, you know, are there berries or other or flavors that we all like as adults? But some of the names, it was pretty clear what was going on. Will eating these edibles cause you to fail a drug test at work? So low, Adam. I'm not certain.
I'm not certain, but I wouldn't want to play that game.
No. Now, what do we think, Harrigan? What's your guess number of businesses, let's say in Minnesota, where drug testing is a part of getting the job? What's your over-under number? And we'll guess over-under.
Percentage-wise?
Yeah.
Probably a little under 50, I think, at this point. 40%.
Yeah, I'd go under, Adam. I don't think it's that many. Do you?
Total percentage of what now?
Percentage of where you go to work, you apply.
Oh, drug test.
And you have to pass the drug test. Obviously, wasn't involved with 9 to noon. We know that.
Thank God. Yeah, it's only the jobs, I think, just the jobs where you're still operating machinery or driving a bus or something like that, right?
Yeah, I think it's under 20%, really. Republicans are too busy protecting their guns to worry about details on THC. Chad Dave is right. He is El Cheapo. Won't spend money to buy some cheap dog rocks to save his lawn from dog urine. What's this about, Harrigan?
Well, I don't want Doug urinating on my lawn either, that's for sure. No, that's a conversation I had, I think it was with Rena?
Yeah.
Susie? I can't remember. But, yeah, I
one of those skirts, is that what you're saying?
Well, yes, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying, Chad. Apparently there's some rocks you can put in your lawn that the dogs will do their business on. And I said, no, I'm not going to – I can't remember how – or no, it's not to do the business on. You put it in their water, and that apparently fixes the urine so it doesn't hurt their lawn and hurt your lawn. And I was saying I only have the problem when they, you know, go tinkle in the winter and the snow leaves and there's a few spots. Whatever, you rake it up, it takes 5 minutes, throw some seed down, you're fine. And apparently I'm cheap for – not wanting to buy the rocks.
Adam, how is the urine issue in your yard?
Actually, it's a problem. Uh-oh. Because one of the dogs kills it, and the other dog spurts the growth. So I've got spots of longer grass and then spots of dead grass. A brand new lawn put in last year, it's already just a disaster.
Well, it sounds like it's like Harrigan says he's got the U.S. Open going. It's manicured in other areas.
It's graduated. It's a graduated rock.
Like Mike Davis over there.
At the fescue over there.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, part of what I've admired about you now hosting the show is your commitment to the show, too. How you're there to build the audience. And I'm just curious what you have going on Monday.
I knew this was going to come up. Well, first of all, Monday we're airing a special to honor America 9 to noon. And then I thought
you and Jordana.
Nope,
you're doing
this
a special?
This is a produced piece. Above my pay grade. But then I thought just to take some time to reflect on that, I would take the next 4 days off.
You're going to take the special is so meaningful to you that you need to take the next 4 days off.
Yes, to honor America.
Honor America. Does that mean you're out for Ask Adam Anything, or are you calling in for Ask Adam Anything?
Oh, boy.
To be updated later?
TBA. TBA. I might be in transit that day because we've got to hit a couple spots this week.
Where are you going, by the way? You don't want to say.
No, we're going up north. You know, there's a couple of spots, popular locations in northern Minnesota.
Harrigan, thoughts on the commitment 1 week into the show, taking a week off already. He's drained.
It's been a grind. I mean, you should be in here. You should see him. He's dragging.
Sweating?
This poor guy, he's dragging. I think he's deserved to hit every single Zorba's in northern Minnesota. They're just going to do the Zorba's tour.
Zorba's tour, baby.
Yes, take those pictures. All right, sir. Enjoy your time away. I'm sure a filthy text will be coming my way soon.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Major is with us, as always, on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, sir. Hope all is well. On Tuesday, Cassidy Hutchinson, the top aide to the chief of staff to President Trump. Mark Meadows, the chief of staff, Cassidy testified, and it was explosive. It was important. Stunned a lot of people. There has been pushback from certain members of the Secret Service. The president on Trump Social on Newsmax has pushed back. As you look back now, 3 days later, which words that she used, which parts of her testimony, still stands out most to you and will be most impactful with the January 6th committee moving forward?
So the most important things that she said were the things that she heard people say to her or observed people say to each other in her presence. Among them that are very important and will never lose their relevance, the president was aware that some supporters of his were armed outside and in the rally space on January 6th, that he wanted them to be allowed to come closer to him, even though they were armed in contravention of Secret Service procedure for obvious reasons, and that he said, they're not after me, or they're not a threat to me, or words to that effect. Knowing that his intention and theirs was to disregard the permit for that rally. Remember, the permit for the rally was for the ellipse in front of the White House. That's it. That's the only permission that assemblage had, to rally in front of the White House on the ellipse. It did not have a permit to go to the Capitol in any way, shape, or form. And it certainly didn't have a permit to trespass, desecrate it, and invade it, and beat cops up along the way. But the president knew they were armed, understood that they were not a threat to him, but thought that they might be a threat to somebody else. Who is that somebody else? The Congress of the United States. As I've said from the very beginning, Chad, in Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony under oath, remember it's under oath, is that this was a premeditated executive branch attack on the legislative branch by means of a crowd brought to Washington on the heels of a lie, made more aggressive in the noxious belief of that lie, and then unleashed on the Congress with the full intent of slowing down, blocking, and intimidating Congress from doing what it was supposed to do on that appointed day, certify the peaceful transfer of presidential power. Until Cassidy Hutchinson testified, we did not have a look inside the White House and the demeanor of and the words of the President of the United States. Now we do. And yes, at the margins, at the very teeny edgy margins, there's a low-level disagreement about whether the president reached for the steering wheel of the SUV that he was riding in. And did, in the process of that, did he bump into or bang into a Secret Service aide? Okay, that is being, quote-unquote, disputed. That has so little relevance to the larger portrait painted of that day and the day leading up to it that nobody so far disagrees with in any measure. That is what matters. What the president's arm did or didn't do inside the SUV after his speech, meaningless. That he wanted to go to the Capitol, no one disputes. That he knew that some in his crowd were armed, no one disputes. That he knew that those folks with those arms, meaning weapons, were heading to the Capitol, that also matters. And that's what my takeaway from Tuesday was.
Who do you want to hear next, and how likely is it that we will hear from this individual or those individuals coming up?
So Pat Cipollone is the White House counsel. John Dean was the White House counsel for Richard Nixon. John Dean wasn't the most important witness. Alexander Butterfield was in the Watergate history. But he was certainly very, very important. Pat Cipollone would be very important. He does not want to appear live before the cameras. He does not want to be in that place where he knows everyone in the Trump orbit will call him the name they always use, rat. That guy's a rat because he turned over. That's the terminology they use, and that's the terminology they've always used as long as I've known them, rat. That's the only word they use, and Pat Cipollone does not want to be called a rat for whatever set of reasons. But he knows he has to testify. He has no protection. The president is not his attorney. The presidency is his – I mean, the president's not his client. The presidency is his client. That's what the White House counsel does. You have a client relationship with the institution of the presidency, not the occupant.
That's it.
And you can't
that's an important point that I think people miss, Major.
Right. Yeah. And you can't have executive privilege over something that is implicated in a crime. There is no privilege there. We learned that from Nixon and Watergate. You can't say, oh, I've got privilege when you're talking about a potential crime. There is no privilege. So Pat Cipollone knows he has to testify. He doesn't want to do it live. He doesn't want to do it like Casey Hudson or anyone else. He wants to do it in some other way, transcripts where people can read. It's less emotional. It's less visible. And he won't be fingered by the Trump inner world as a rat. But we will hear from him one way or the other. And that will be very important. And other people I'd like to hear from, they won't come because they're pleading the fifth. One of them was Michael Flynn. We saw on Tuesday where Michael Flynn, former national security advisor to the President of the United States, was asked, do you believe in the peaceful transfer of presidential power? And upon that, he took the Fifth Amendment. Now, that's sort of a middle finger to the whole January 6th committee. I get that. That's performative, but it's also grotesque beyond description.
It's embarrassing. I mean, here's a guy who served our country and can't just say that once someone has either served their two full terms or has lost, that cannot accept the transfer of power. So Liz Cheney. I want to talk Liz Cheney, then I want to take a break. I want to talk 4th of July for Major Garrett. Liz Cheney is involved in a debate last night. I did not see all of it, but I saw the sound clips, and I'm telling you, outside of Liz Cheney, I thought it was an SNL skit, what some of these folks are saying and what they believe in Wyoming. And right now she's behind in polls, so it's working for some of these folks. And Donald Trump is playing a significant role because he's bitter, he's angry, because Liz Cheney is doing this, is performing this. She's telling the truth. She's playing the role of a Republican who believes in order and constitution as opposed to fealty and loyalty despite facts. If she loses, another night she gave a speech to the Reagan Library, to a standing ovation. If she loses in Wyoming, where does she go? What is Liz Cheney's role moving forward?
So Liz Cheney is playing what can only be described as a long game politically. And what's the long game? This era will end. And she said it in the very first hearing. There will come a day when Donald Trump will no longer be here. I'm not directly quoting her, but that's my memory of the gist of it. There will come a time when Donald Trump will no longer be here. And something will be left standing. And I will be one of the things left standing. And the Constitution, we hope, will be left standing. But there will come a day when the thrall, when the emotional attachment, when all of the things, all of this noxious psychic energy wrapped around Donald Trump, that there will come a day when that will dissipate. And what will be left? What will be left on the Republican side of the aisle is those who said no to that noxious energy and yes to the Constitution, and those who didn't. And those who played politics, crass, venal politics, with something that I didn't think we would play that crass, venal politics with, the Constitution and the future of our constitutional republic. But apparently, some people think that there is some ambitious goal to be had mining that. And Liz Cheney is basically wasting no time or effort or breath calling that out and drawing that very bright white line. She may lose her primary, but she will not disappear, nor will those who stand on behalf of that and know the post-Trump era will eventually come. And I would say it's coming faster than many who still cling to Trump are willing to admit.
I agree. Let's pass on the break and let's just do 2-3 minutes here on the 4th of July.
And just one quick thing, because you have raised this with me before, and this is to preempt the texts that you are going to get. You guys still
that Major
don't
Garrett
talk
hates
about
America.
Hunter. No, you still don't talk about Hunter. You still don't talk about Hunter.
Yep.
On the takeout 2 weeks ago, that ran on WCCO, and those who missed it, go to the archive. You can find it in a flash. James Comer, the incoming Republican who will probably take over the Oversight Committee, I spent two segments with him on one topic and one topic only, Hunter Biden. It will be the very first thing this committee will investigate, and he spent almost 15 minutes drilling down on all the things he believes, and the Oversight Committee believes it can prove Hunter Biden has done wrong. So for those in the audience, I did.
Right.
And it's there. You can go find it.
And the show has been particular and specific in his criticism of Joe Biden. And this is coming up many, many times on his beleaguered presidency. Give me the most distinctive memory of a young Major Garrett in San Diego celebrating the 4th. And at any point, were you wearing a Speedo?
No.
Dang it.
No. So, not surprisingly, it's wrapped up in baseball, the Padres and San Diego Stadium. We spent a lot of 4th of Julys when the Padres were in town there. They always had great fireworks. That was always a very, very big deal. We were not a big barbecuing family, you know, back, because remember, I was born in 1962, so the late 60s, early 70s, barbecues were very small. You know, you didn't have the big propane tank and the 14 different grill areas and settings. You didn't have a place for the sauce and the warmer and all that other stuff. You basically had hibachi. If you kicked it over, you had fiery coals on the lawn all afternoon, and it was kind of a hassle. But it's all wrapped around baseball, fireworks, and my family. And, you know, because it was also a gentler, less regulated time, we had a lot of sparklers in the backyard, and I love to play with the sparklers and all the little fireworks that small children with parental supervision. I want to make sure I wasn't raised by wolves, you know. We had very, very safe but also very fun fireworks, and that was always what the 4th was about.
Can we add that next segment, next time you're on next Friday, you were raised by wolves? That would add some juice to this. You know, I mean, you know, I'm loving it, but all this stuff we just added out of nowhere. Yes, Major was raised by wolves. And his father, I don't know what his father's name. I don't know. Joe the Wolf will be joining us next week. You know. All right, sir. Enjoy the weekend. I'm sure you'll be busy.
Have a great weekend.
Yes,
I'll be anchoring the evening news tonight, Monday and Tuesday, in case anyone cares.
Fabulous. Could you shout out the show at some point? No, that's a
just look for the
wink. I've asked
just
that.
Look for the wink.
Yes, exactly. The great Major Garrett. We are so fortunate to have him on the air. Who is Shaletta bringing to the show early next hour? It's worth knowing. We'll discuss when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
4th theme music is what you're hearing today. Landis Construction time check is 12:56. Time to save on energy costs with a complimentary insulin. I don't think they do that at Landis Construction. Hey, if they do, that'd be great. Insulation estimate. Brandon Brundage meets Brandon Brown at 107. Shaletta with Feisty Friday brings us Brandon Brown. The two Let's Go Brandons come together this weekend. Shaletta getting it done. She's up after CBS and Mark Fry's news update.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.